We'll go over in our Bibles to Hebrews chapter 13. Hebrews 13. Please notice here in the book of Hebrews chapter 13, please notice verse 15. Hebrews 13 and verse 15. If you found your place there, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Sounds good. Let's see what the Word of God says. It says, by Him, therefore. Now, this is speaking of Jesus, by the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. It says, by Him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. Let's read that verse together out loud, all right? By Him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. Let's do it one more time. Together, by Him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. Amen. Lord, I pray that You'd help us this morning. Help us to learn from Your Word. Help everyone here, myself included, to be challenged through the Word of God and by the Spirit of God. Lord, we claim the reality of Your promise that where two or three are gathered together in Your name, that You are here with us, that You have gathered, that there is a bench You are seated on. And Lord, I thank You for the reality of Your presence here. Please help us to give our focus and attention to You and help things to be different in our life because of what we hear today. Lord, I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. God wants us to be thankful people. God wants us to recognize how blessed we are. What is the greatest way that we could ever give thanks to the Lord? That's something we'll look at this morning. But I'd like you to see this verse, first of all. You've been looking at it this morning. Psalm 103, verse 1. Shall we say it together? Psalm 103, 1. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Psalm 103, 1. That sounded good. Let's do it again. Psalm 103, 1. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Psalm 103, 1. Oh, what a privilege to bless the name of the Lord. It says here, as the psalmist, under inspiration of the Holy Spirit, pens these words, he says, O my soul, he speaks here of the deepest part of his being, that he would bless the name of the Lord. And he says, all that is within in me, if there was any doubt, he's speaking of every, absolute, every part of his being, from the innermost of his structure, from his being, that he would bless the name of the Lord. It is a holy name. And so we see this morning an expression, a deep expression of thanksgiving. Imagine if you, let's just picture this as a you or I pouring our life into a young person. Let's figure on a young person who has had some challenges in their life. They've made some poor decisions, let's face it. And you or I have come beside them and we have helped them. We've sacrificed of ourselves. We've given of our time when it wasn't convenient. We have given of our resources again and again. We've reached out to this young person to help them, to give them a second chance, to give them another opportunity. Well, can I ask you very simply, what would be the greatest way that person, that helped person, could show gratitude to you? Go ahead, talk to me. Come back and tell you thank you. Certainly. Yeah? What's another way that that person could deeply express thanksgiving for what you have sacrificed for them? We've covered that one. Give a gift of appreciation. A thoughtful gift would be nice, yeah? Well, yeah, certainly. I mean, if that person trusted Christ as their Savior, I'll give any other opportunity. Any other thoughts? Yeah, that's exactly where we're going. And that's what I was looking for. And the saved and the living in a different way. What would be the greatest gift? It would be a changed life, right? It would be to listen to the instruction you've given. You know, you reached out to them when they were making bad decisions, and you were essentially trying to point them in a different direction. Wouldn't it be a blessing if they listened? Wouldn't it be a blessing if they gave you their ear as you gave your life, you gave a portion of your life, your resources, your time, and not just once, but time and again, and late nights and early mornings and inconvenience, you know, all these things, and you poured your life into them. You gave them a part of your life. Wouldn't it be a blessing if they gave a listening ear to take heed to the words you've spoken? Oh, yes, it would. And let's notice here, if you will, back in our Hebrews passage here, Hebrews chapter 13, notice that verse 15 again. Why don't we read it again? I like to read out loud. Verse 15 together. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. And now, would you read with me verse 16? But to do good and to communicate, forget not, for with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. What I see here in verse 15 and then verse 16, in verse 15, God calls us to give the sacrifice of praise. And notice he calls it a sacrifice. Sometimes it's not easy to praise the Lord. I'll tell you, there were some things I experienced this past week that were not easy hours or days to give praise to the Lord. They weren't times that I wanted to rejoice. There were times I wanted to groan. But you know what? The Bible says that this is pleasing to the Lord, that the fruit of our lips we would give thanks to his name. And as we talked about that person who we reached out to help, that it would be a great thing if they came back to say thank you, if they gave a gift to express thanksgiving and gratitude. That would be wonderful. But the greatest gift would be just like God says here in verse 16. He says, but to do good and to communicate, forget not. He says, yes, praise my name. Yes, come into God's house and say, praise God. Sing, you know, thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Yes, God says, yes, give me that sacrifice of praise. I love to hear the words of my people lifting up my name and coming back to me and thanking me. He says, I love the words of my children with a thankful heart. But he says, to do good. And to communicate. This idea of communication is really giving of ourselves, of imparting to others the gifts that we've received, you know, the blessings of God, being faithful to distribute to the needs of others. He says, to do good and to communicate, forget not. He says, don't forget to have actions to your thanksgiving. The greatest thanks we can give to God is action. And so it begins with a listening ear. Lord, what do you like? Lord, what do you want? You see, if you helped someone in their time of need, in their time of bad decisions and ruining their life, and you helped them to give them a new start, to give them a new opportunity, the greatest thing that they could give to you would start by listening to your instructions, right? And so that's what God longs for us to do, is to listen to him, to give him our ear. Please notice, if you would, in the book of Proverbs, chapter 1. Proverbs, chapter 1. Notice verse 8. Proverbs 1, verse 8. My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Notice that. It says, my son, hear. Here's a father speaking to his son, and he says, son, listen up. Listen up, my son. And then notice now, chapter 2, verse 1. Chapter 2 of Proverbs, verse 1. My son, if thou wilt receive my words. Notice that. My son, if you'll listen to me, if you'll receive my words. You see, sometimes words can be spoken but not received. You see, sometimes we can hear preaching from God's word and not receive it. We hear the word spoken, as it were, but we don't receive it. We never let it sink in or sink down into our ears. And so the son here is encouraged to receive the words and to hide my commandments with thee. Please notice also here, verse 2, so that thou incline thine ear. Incline your ear. That means to draw closer, to really give heed with your ear. Incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding. Please notice chapter 3 and verse 1. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. My son, forget not my law. Notice also chapter 4 and verse 10. Hear, O my son, hear, O my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of thy life shall be many. Notice the same chapter and verse 20, chapter 4, verse 20. My son, attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart, for they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Put away from thee the froward mouth, and perverse lips put far from thee. Let thine eyes look right on, and let thine eyelids look straight before thee. Ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. Verse 27, turn not to the right hand nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil. Isn't it time that we really express to God thanksgiving, and that we gave him our ear? We gave God our attention. We took heed to his word. I'll tell you, that's where a true thankful heart begins, is really listening to the one who has bent over backwards for you, who has sacrificed literally for your life, to give you a new start, to give you a new future, to redeem your soul. Wouldn't it be fitting? Absolutely it would, for us to give God our attention. And so, to hold his words is valuable, to consider them very carefully. When Jesus was teaching on one occasion in the book of Luke, chapter 9, he instructed his audience. He said these very words. He says, let my words sink down into your ears. That's what Jesus said. Let my words sink down into your ears. What imagery. Let it sink in. Are we taking heed to God's word? As we've been studying through the book of Romans, please go over to Romans 13. As last Sunday, we looked here at Romans 13, and we had the message entitled, Wake Up, the Sands of Time Are Passing. Remember that? Wake up, the sands of time are passing. And I want you to notice here in Romans 13, verse 14. Romans chapter 13 and verse 14. I might have the wrong verse there. I'll go to verse 11. I think that's where I actually wanted to be. Verse 11. And that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. Wake up, right? That's what God says to us as his people. He says, you need to give your attention. You haven't been listening very well. People who are slumbering, who are sleeping, they aren't giving their attention. And God says, I need your attention. Wake up. You're wasting your life. Your salvation is getting closer. That is the time when your redemption is complete, wherein you are in the presence of God, standing before him. He says, don't waste the opportunities of this life. Would we give to God a listening ear? Give him our attention. Hold what he says is valuable. That's where thanksgiving, a deep expression of thanksgiving, begins. And then notice also that a deep expression of thanksgiving continues with an obedient heart. A deep expression of thanksgiving continues with an obedient heart. Notice, if you will, in the book of Ephesians, chapter 4. Ephesians, chapter 4. Please notice verse 1 and 2. Ephesians 4, verse 1. I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you, that is, I encourage you, I challenge you, that ye walk worthy. Would you read those words, starting with walk worthy? That ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called. God challenges us here through the Apostle Paul in the letter here to the Ephesians, and he says, brothers and sisters in Christ, I challenge you, I beseech you, walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called. Are we walking worthy as a child of God for all that he has done in our life and for what he has called us to, for our calling, the vocation? You know, he's not talking about, you know, the fact that you're a nurse, or that you're a cook, or that you're, you know, a carpenter or a house mover or a social worker or a plumber. He's not talking about that fact. He's saying, walk worthy of who you are in Christ. Your calling as a Christian. I have redeemed you. I have given my life for you. I've called you to a new life, to a new way. He says, walk worthy. An obedient heart. You think about that person that we described here that we reached out to, and they'd made some bad decisions and their life was a mess, and you gave of yourself to help them. They listened to your instructions, and even more importantly, they listened to your direction to the Word of God, because you helped them with eternal help, which was the Word of God. And they received that instruction. And wouldn't it be wonderful if they not only gave you their attention in listening, but if they followed it up with active obedience? You see, we're talking about a deep expression of thanksgiving, which is all active. When we think about listening, boys, listening is active. It's not passive. When people listen passively, they aren't listening, right? They're just in a daze, and it goes in one ear and out the other, as we say. But when a person is actively listening, they are giving their attention. And that's important. But then the second part, obedience. Obedience is not passive. Obedience is active. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I will go your way. I will stop going the way I've been going. I will stop doing the things I've been doing that I know do not honor you. And I will be obedient to your word. There's a tenderness in that kind of a person to be taught, saying, which way do I go? Lord, show me, teach me. Yes, I want to know what you have for me, because I want to obey. There's a carefulness to follow. There's a loyalty to the truth, saying, I'm going to be committed. I'm going to do what's right. And when I find things wrong, I'm going to get up and make them right. And that's an obedient heart. To really walk in God's way. And then notice also number three, a deep expression of thanksgiving culminates. I thought about using the word crescendos. Maybe it would be a better selection. I don't, by no means do I mean that someone who gets to this stage has arrived or has come to a finish line. But it's really a point of where the thanksgiving has come to full maturity. Does that make sense? The deep expression. I mean, here we've reached out to someone, we've sacrificed for them, and they've listened to our words of instruction. They have obeyed the word we've given them, and their life is different today. That's a testament. You know, you get a letter from somebody, a thank you card from somebody who you helped 20 years ago, and they say, thank you for helping me. My life is different today because of what you did. Oh, that's gratitude that runs deep. That's a blessing to the heart of that person who sacrificed. And I'll tell you what, the greatest thing, Mr. Schneider, that you can give to God is your life. A life that has a listening ear, an obedient heart, and a changed life. Mr. Rorick, the greatest thing you could ever give to God is a listening ear, an obedient heart, and a changed life. Because you see, the thing about change is that He does the change. That's the greatest thing about Christianity and the Christian life and the Word of God and the Spirit of God, is that God makes the change. It's an interior transformation that takes place. When we listen and when we obey the gospel, He moves in. He saves our soul. He changes the inside. You see, it's not a list of rules here. Do this, don't do that. Oh, yeah, there's commands in the Bible, certainly, and they're guideposts for our life, absolutely. But listen to me. The Christian life isn't a list of do's and don'ts and trying to do it. It's a listening to God and saying, yes, Lord, if you'll help me in your strength, and an obedient heart like that. And then God does the change. God does the change. Just like Romans chapter 12 verse 2 says that we would be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Right? Transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove or demonstrate what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. You see, when we allow God to get our attention, when we give God our attention, when we obey His word, a changed life is what happens. There's interior transformation, but I'll tell you, it's externally visible. When a man is changed, it shows. He doesn't go the same places he used to go. He doesn't talk the same way, because he's growing in Christ and he's looking more like Christ all the time. You see, that's what happens in our life. That's a process. It doesn't always, there's a lot of things that happen overnight. There's a lot of things that happen immediately that change when a person gets saved. But we're all growing. That's why we're all here, because none of us are perfect. And I'll tell you, as long as we're on this planet, we're never going to be. But we're growing. And I'll be the first to say that there are things that need to change in my life. There are things that God wants different in my life. Yeah, I'm talking about daily life. I'm talking about in my home. I'm talking about relationship with my wife. I'm talking about how I train my children. I'm talking about that I'm not perfect. I'm far from it. That's why I need to continually listen to the Lord. And that's why I need to have an obedient heart. And I need to let Him rearrange my life. I need to let Him take some things out of my life. But it'll be visible. There'll be a genuine Christianity. You know, Christianity is such a loose word today. To be a Christian. You know, it really means that you are Christ-like, that you're a little Christ. That there's the image of Jesus in your life. We've lost that in mainstream Christianity in America. There's not much Jesus left except his name. Although that's going out too. And so let's think about a changed life. What's the greatest gift you can give to God this Thanksgiving? Hey, let's give the sacrifice of our lips. Praise the Lord. Let's sing in the congregation of the saints. Praise to God. Yes, sir. Let's remember to thank him on Monday and to praise him in the workplace. To praise him for the food he's given us on the table at the work break room. Let's not be ashamed to name the name of Jesus. Let's be a walking, talking instrument of gratitude, thanksgiving to the Lord. But also, let's not forget that words are empty without the reality of the actions to back it up. Let's give God that listening ear. Let's have a tender heart of obedience. And let's let God do the changing work to make us really Christ-like. And so, what does need to change in your life? What needs to change? You know, this change that God wants in our life needs to take place as we yield to God on things. And he might show this person over here something that he didn't yet show this person over here. And he might show someone back here something that needs to change that no one else in here was convicted about today. Because we're all different. And the change that God needs to do is customized. But I want you to understand that you yield to God. You give God that attention, that listening ear. Let his words sink down into your heart. You approach with an obedient heart, saying, yes, Lord, your way, not mine. I want your will in my life. I want to walk your way. God, it's your word. It's your way. It's your image that I want. I want to be a genuine Christian. Will you yield to the Lord? What does God want to do in your life that you've been not listening to him on? What change? What needs to go? What needs to come? What needs to be more important? Maybe it's some rearrangement of your schedule. Maybe it's a rearrangement of your diet. Maybe it's a rearrangement of your music. Maybe it's a rearrangement of your house. Maybe it's a rearrangement of some relationships. Maybe it's a rearrangement of you name it. God names it. God wants to bring true Christ-likeness to every area of your life. Let me put it this way. From your checkbook to your Facebook. Every area in between. You know what? When we are walking with God, it will show from those private social media areas, which aren't so private, to where we spend our money. It shows what's really important in our life. Let's honor God. Have the words of thanks from your lips to the Lord been somewhat empty because there's been a resistance to his word? In some area, has there been a bit of a stubborn heart instead of a tender obedience? Even in this gathering here this morning, thank you for your word. And Lord, help us to truly let these things sink down into our ears, into our heart. Help us to respond correctly to what you've talked to us about. In Jesus' name, amen.